Good evening and welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons, and this is the Capital City Recap. It's Wednesday, July 13th, and the State Senate was in full session today, a rare July event. And to find out what kind of legislation, what kind of legislative work was accomplished, I'm joined by the Republican State Senator from Grand Ledge, Rick Jones. Welcome to the show, Senator Jones.
Good evening.
Now, one of the bills that was expected to come up for a vote today would put a stricter four-year lifetime limit on welfare benefits into state law. Did that, in fact, come up for a vote?
That did pass and should be headed soon to the governor's desk.
When you look at legislation like this, isn't there a concern that desperate families that are relying on welfare to survive will essentially be left destitute?
You know, really not. We're talking 4 years. There's all sorts of programs to get people back into work, and most people in Michigan think it's very reasonable that a four-year limit is enough. You know, states nearby have limits of 3 years and 2 years.
In terms of other legislation that's of significance that passed today, could you review that for us also?
The really significant thing that happened is the Senate did not concur with the House. And so they have a bill that's going to go to the conference committee. And what it is public employees would pay at least 20% of their health insurance costs, or there would be a hard cap. Now, the House favored the hard cap. The Senate favored the 80-20 program. And so the conference committee will decide what may happen. It could be either or perhaps a marriage of both plans, and then let the city or the school decide.
Talking about state workers, they are being asked for $145 million in concessions. I want to talk specifically about the corrections workers. It looks like they're going to be facing $70 million of those cuts. And even if the long-term vision is to privatize our state, our prison system, isn't the immediate impact of a cut this deep, isn't it going to create prisons that are far more dangerous for both guards and prisoners?
You know, I don't know of any movement right now to privatize the Michigan prison system. I don't think that's going to happen, although there may be some services that could be privatized, perhaps like the food service, something like that. But the Michigan corrections officers are a very professional group. I respect them and the job that they do, and I don't see any privatization there. As to cutting $70 million, there's so many ways that that can be done. I know that the new director has just changed over to all the inmates. Instead of getting name brand, we'll get the same brand, the generic brand that we get when we go out and have to pick up a prescription. And that's going to save a fortune. So there's so many things like that that the new director can do, we think will save a great deal of money.
In terms of the cut in hours and potentially cuts in positions when it comes to prison guards, is there a concern of that happening also then?
Well, I'll leave it up to the experts. We have directors and assistant directors that have a great deal of expertise in this area. And if they decide how many officers they need, I'm sure that they are not going to make an unsafe situation.
I'm talking to State Senator Rick Jones. I'm talking to State Senator Rick Jones. Now, you're currently proposing several bills, one that relates to the recently concluded Casey Anthony case. You're calling for anyone with a missing child under the age of 13 to report that to authorities within 24 hours or face felony charges. Is there currently no requirement to report a missing child by a certain time?
Yes, it's very shocking. You know, we heard the verdict about the case of little Kaylee and her mother, Casey Anthony. And as a former sheriff in law enforcement for 31 years, I was shocked not by the verdict, because any jury can find a reasonable doubt if that was there. However, they could not charge her with not reporting her daughter missing for 31 days. They could not charge her with seeing her dead, didn't report a dead body. So there are two bills going through the process. One that I co-sponsor with Senator Tanya Shoemaker has made it all the way through the Senate. You must report a dead body. That would be a misdemeanor if you didn't. If you were trying to conceal a crime, it would be a felony. My bill says, you know, under the age of 13, if you don't report your child missing, once you find out they're missing, certainly you should be charged with a felony. That's a very serious situation for such a young child.
Just to get your perspective, I wonder, with all your years of experience, what's your view on the Casey Anthony verdict? Do you believe she was, in fact, responsible for her daughter's death?
You know, it's impossible for me to say because I wasn't in the jury room, wasn't in the jury box, didn't hear all the evidence. You know, I respect a jury that listens very carefully and decided there simply wasn't enough evidence. And, of course, in our judicial system, it's they say it's better to release a guilty person than put a not guilty person away for life. That's horrible.
The state Senate has approved a tax on all insurance claims so that Medicaid can stay fully funded. It's a program that covers 2 million Michigan residents, mostly children, disabled people, senior citizens. You voted against this bill. According to the Michigan Association of Health Plans, the federal government has been indicating that they will cut off funding if the system isn't changed. That could lead to a huge loss of money. Why did you oppose this bill?
Well, in the first place, it's not true. We got no written document or letter from the federal government saying we had to change our current system. And, you know, if I saw that, I would consider a different system. But why change what isn't broken? The current system works fine. It's 6% on the HMOs. Now, what has been passed through the Senate is a 1% tax on every insurance claim. Now, General Motors, my largest employer, said this would be devastating to them, and they felt that the bill needed to be rewritten to ensure that only a certain amount of money was collected, you know, not too much. That wasn't done to my satisfaction and to the Michigan manufacturer's satisfaction. Therefore, I could not support it.
I see. And as it goes through now, this is going to have a, you're saying, a detrimental effect on the automaker.
Yes, General Motors and all of the Michigan manufacturers opposed the current form of the bill.
And in terms of the rest of the summer, we've got we were in session today. Now the state Senate is off for, I think, through Labor Day. What do you expect your colleagues and yourself to be doing during this time off?
Actually, we're coming back in August, and there'll be more important votes taken up in August. But, you know, there's kind of a false belief out there that when we're not in session, we're not working. I invite anybody to follow me on Facebook. I have three counties that I serve, Eaton, Berry, and Allegan, all the way from Lansing to Holland and Saugatuck. So during all of my days off, I have meetings literally set up across three counties. And then sometimes I may have to go to Grand Rapids for a meeting or Detroit. So I'm very busy all summer. This is not a vacation period for me.
And coming back in the fall, the bridge, a project between Detroit and Canada that appears to now be on hold. Do you expect that to be one of the key issues that gets pushed as you return in the fall to a regular full session?
Yes, Governor Snyder said that is one of his priorities. So I'm sure that the debate will be taken up again this fall.
And in terms of passage, would you predict that it will likely go through and the project will be underway soon enough?
I think it's 50-50 right now because so much misinformation has been put out there on the bridge. Obviously, there's a private owner of the Ambassador Bridge that would prefer there was no competition. And so all sorts of mailings are going out and radio ads and TV ads and a lot of misinformation. It's going to be a difficult one to pass.
You know, one last thing before I let you go. I just want to get a sense of how you feel about these recall efforts, about a dozen Republican lawmakers now facing recalls. What do you feel about these efforts? Do you feel they're completely unjustified?
Well, I think that recalls really waste time and money. Certainly, you know, the representatives will be up for re-election right away next year. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. And that's what elections are for, recalls. Again, they waste a lot of time and a lot of money.
Republican State Senator from Grand Ledge, Rick Jones, thank you for joining me, Senator.
Okay, have a great night.
We'll be right back with more Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.